connecting with your experience. Perhaps with a sense of dignity. Within our mindfulness practice, whatever arises, is a valuable experience to know, to be with, to understand. Without exception. And so having a sense perhaps of honoring what is happening, honoring the arisings, respecting your experience. And we connect to the body as a support. The body and breath is a support for the dignity and connection and intimacy that's possible. The intimacy of awareness, knowing experience. Being with. The sensations. Of the body, of the breath. And recognizing too that hearing is simply another one of those experiences that can be known. As we connect to our experience, notice the body, the breath. Often the body and breath are some of the more obvious experiences that are happening. And yet they're certainly not the only things happening. And with mindfulness, we explore the possibility of opening to the entirety of our human experience, being available to understand in this intimate way not only our body sensations, but also our emotional life. And the whole terrain of thoughts. Thoughts are something we all notice as we sit down to meditate. We often have a kind of a relationship with thought that, especially while meditating, that they're somehow in the way. And we sometimes have a relationship when we notice that we've been thinking, when we've been lost in thought. Because often we do get lost in thought, and this is part of the reason for that. Maybe the conflict we have around thinking. But in that moment when we recognize that we have been lost in thought, we are becoming aware in that moment that thinking, we may be becoming aware that thinking is happening. We're kind of waking up into thinking. And so this is an opportunity to begin to recognize that we can be mindful of thought. And so in that moment when you remember, if you have been thinking, it can be useful to explore a couple things about that thinking. First of all, maybe a sense of the kind of thinking that's been happening. Not the details about the thought, but just more generally, is it a thought about the past, a remembering thought? A thought about the future, a planning thought? Or maybe it's got a particular flavor to it, a judging thought or a frustrated thought. A memory, a daydream, a fantasy. And so it can be helpful in the acknowledging of thought, not to acknowledge or recognize so much the details or the particulars of the thought, but more a general sense of the kind of thought. And then another really helpful piece. If the mind has been wandering lost in thought for a little while, in the return and looking at the thought in the present moment, the thought may well have conditioned or created, been kind of involved in the creation of other things. There's kind of an effect, we could say, there's an effect that the thought has had on us. Perhaps a thought has arisen around a conversation with a friend or something that you had a few days ago. And if there was anything, an emotional charge or something coming up at that time, it is possible that in this moment, that wandering into thought has created right now, that there's been an effect of that thinking on your experience right now. And so that's another useful thing to recognize, not to just kind of have this relationship of, oh, I've been thinking, I need to come back to the breath. But, oh, thinking has been happening. How has that affected the system? Kind of taking some time to explore the effect that thinking has had on you. Certain kinds of thoughts can shape emotions. And this is often something that's happening. The mind, the kind of emotional tone of the mind has shifted while the mind has been thinking. And so acknowledging and touching into, oh, that emotion is present. Emotion's another big area of our experience, which we can open to and be intimate with. First of all, recognizing perhaps what the emotion is. Again, not the particulars, but just the flavor. Anger or frustration or pride or love. Or happiness. Our wandering mind can as easily wander into happiness and love as into anger and frustration. And so opening to, what is that emotion? Knowing that, kind of recognizing the emotion itself. And a useful tool can be to touch into, how does this emotion feel in the body? This sometimes is not so clear, and that's okay if it's not. But sometimes it's very clear. And the physicality of an emotion can be an easy place to stay connected, to ground. There's a very dynamic interplay between emotions and thoughts. And sometimes if a lot of thoughts are happening, particularly if it's a repeating category, that you're noticing a lot of planning, for instance, there's often some kind of flavor of emotion that's the factory or the fuel for those thoughts. And if we can notice the emotion that's kind of underlying or at the root of that pattern of thought, sometimes the thinking will recede because sometimes those thoughts are almost like the emotion sending up flares. Pay attention to me. I'm here. And when we actually do connect with that underlying emotion, the thoughts sometimes can settle. And sometimes there's not a lot of emotion going on. If the thoughts are more in the daydreamy category, not seeming to necessarily be connected with an emotion. And then sometimes simply adding a little bit more attention to being with the body, the breath. Not trying to push away the daydreaming. And sometimes too, we can maybe even connect with the feeling associated with, it's not so much an emotion maybe with the daydreaming, but maybe more of a feeling of space, expansiveness, maybe, or a sense of softness. In the body. So sometimes the quality of the mind in the daydreaming, we can know that. Almost like a resting quality. We can be aware of that. And connecting to that, sometimes the images or the daydream itself will. Release. Connecting to your experience, being with your experience. Being with the body and breath. Sometimes we can breathe with emotions and thoughts. And sometimes the emotions and thoughts may be more supported by being more directly present with them. Knowing their texture, the effect on the body. We don't have to have an agenda to just be with the breath and body. Our mindfulness is really, we're cultivating this capacity to open to the entirety of our experience. Nothing excluded, nothing denied. All experience honored, respected, met with dignity and mindfulness.